Hi, I'm Steph.
Hi, I'm T.
You're listening to Au Pair Tea, the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Au Pair Tea.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Au Pair Tea, the podcast, season 3, episode 16. Welcome back, T.
Hi, Steph.
Hi. Another week of podcast.
If you guys didn't see our latest Instagram post, we changed our podcast schedule to every 2 weeks now, and if you want more information on that, read the post because there's a lot in there. But this week we're very excited, aren't we, Steph?
Very, very excited. We've been having this episode in the works for a while.
I think it's been definitely a year or something.
Yeah, we've wanted to have this a thing for a while. We have an interview and we have a very special guest. I'll let you do the introductions, T.
Oh my gosh. So this week we have an LCC, and not just any LCC. It's my LCC. It's Sally. Welcome to the show, Sally.
You guys are too sweet. Thank you.
Love you. So Sally was not my original LCC. Mine actually left a few months ago, but I've been with you for quite a while now. And yep. I think you're awesome. And I love you. And so we get a lot of questions and a lot of people want to know. Me and Steph have talked before about how people don't realize what an LCC really is a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I just got like a general thing about them. And we like to bring different views in, like post parents and the actual company and stuff. Sure. So we're like, LCC is the next big thing.
It's a massive part of the program. Like, every single family, every single au pair has an LCC. It's a very prominent role in au pair world. So it's definitely going to be good to hear straight from the source.
She's like, I feel pressure now. So let's kick straight in. So Sally, tell us about you.
Hi. About me. Well, hello. Thank you for having me. What a treat it is for me to be a part of this. I grew up in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and I've lived in Raleigh for 27 and a half years. Ooh. My husband and I have 4 children, and who range in age from 25 to 8. Mm-hmm. Our family loves to stay active. I mean, it's crazy. It's never a quiet moment around here.
Yeah.
And then we love soccer. So everything really around us is related to that.
Oh my gosh. I walked in today and the UK football was on the TV. I was like, yes.
Oh yeah.
Every day. There was no one watching it is what I loved. It was just on. It was like background
noise. Yes.
They are like soccer obsessed, but for good reason.
My husband had the privilege of playing professionally for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so we're both collegiate athletes, and our 2 older sons mm-hmm. were collegiate athletes. So it's just in our blood. Yeah. We love it.
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
So as we mentioned, Sally, you're an LCC in Raleigh. What is the role of an LCC? Tell us, what is the definition of an LCC? What do you do?
Right. I think in a nutshell, just LCC means local care consultant. So it's the person who is able to come alongside each family and each au pair and supports them during their time together.
Oh, simple. Look at that.
It's a very important role.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it is.
It's very important.
I think we rely on our LCC. I think the families do too. We really appreciate having that support.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, I consider it a privilege.
Yeah.
Like, aww. To be able to meet my players, support them, encourage them, motivate them, and then also the families who have opened up their hearts and homes to welcome them. It's so wonderful on the backside.
Yeah. So obviously you're quite passionate about it. So why did you like choose to become an LCC? How do you kind of become one? What training do you go through? How long have you been an LCC?
Well, I mean, my story is a little different. I have 2 sisters who are LCCs. One is in St. Louis, where we grew up, and then one is in San Francisco, and they both became LCCs before me. Mm-hmm. And I have been coming up on 4 years.
Wow.
That's it. I know it feels like it's always been with me.
Yeah.
So when I used to chat with them about their roles and their experiences and what they do, like, I was just drawn to it. And then when the opportunity and position came up in here, I jumped on it.
You're like, heck yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm all over it.
I'm going to try that. So exactly. What kind of training do you guys actually get from cultural care, if any?
Yeah, I mean, prior to COVID, we were able to meet in person and do a lot of training through that. So they do a lot of one-on-one. They train us just on how to talk to the au pairs, how to talk to the host families, how to guide them together, how to bring them together. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of experienced LCCs and managers who come alongside us as well. Mm-hmm. I have the opportunity to rely on my sister's knowledge and, you know, wisdom as well. So I do that a lot.
Yeah.
LCCs really talk and support each other and give examples and questions to each other just to make sure we're all on the same page and we're doing things right. So yeah, there's a lot of support behind the scenes.
Love it. So how many host families and au pairs do you currently have on your
I have no idea. I'm hovering around 30.
Oh god.
Wow.
You have so many. Is there a guideline to how many you are supposed to have?
I mean, that's probably a good optimal number. Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, yeah, it just depends on, because it fluctuates so much though. Yeah. Like, as you know, I mean, we've had so many au pairs ending their term and so many coming. So, I mean, it can fluctuate between 25, yeah, 30. And then you have new families looking. So there's a lot more than just the current active, yeah, families. Like, there's those families that when I've reached out to you guys, hey, who wants to come to our area? We've got great families. Yeah. So it's helping those new ones too.
Yeah.
So it, I mean, it just fluctuates so much. And you, yeah, just have to really be on top of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure that you're organized with your time. And, I mean, our group, yeah, is running pretty swimmingly.
Yeah. And I guess, like, people, different families and different au pairs, they'll need different amounts of it. Some you'll probably never even talk to them a lot, like you'll touch, yeah, base, but a lot of them it's like, we need a lot of support. So, right.
And I tell my families and au pairs at our 2-week orientation that I'm not going to hover over you, but I'm always going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be on the backside, yeah, but if you need me more 1 month, another month, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you don't, that doesn't mean that I'm not there. Yeah, so I'm like, always there.
Yes. A little vine off that question quickly.
Yeah.
How do you kind of keep track of all of those au pairs and host families, like, stories? Like, if somebody told you something was happening with them, would you get confused? Like, how do you not get confused between each of
you messaged the wrong au pair? Like, oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you,
yeah,
do you
have a sheet? I do. I take notes. She, well, does. Do you see my check-in sheet? It is so organized. I love, like, it. I use spreadsheets a lot. And I take notes, but I also try to really learn and know about our au pairs. I mean, I told T last night, it was so fun. I'm out with my family and I saw two au pairs at the same place that I was, and okay, it was so fun. And, you know, so you just really take time to get to know them, and then you'll remember. Yeah, sometimes I have to look at, okay, which family again are you with, and which au pair are you, you know, I have to, right, remember the connection, but I do take, yeah, notes. So I have a spreadsheet.
Yeah. I mean, especially that we have a family that has just got, you know, one of them left, then another one, yes, came, and then another one's leaving, now they're getting another one.
Yes. So yeah,
that must be a lot of, like, okay, I've got to remember that who you're with. So especially with that particular family
in the beginning, yeah, it's a little bit hard to just make sure that I connect the correct people, oh, together, but yeah, after, you know, they're here about a month to 6 weeks, I know, you're like, you know, okay, I mean, you've seen us at our meetings, like, yeah, we know,
yeah,
you know,
get spreadsheets, guys, is what we're basically saying.
Yes.
So you obviously, au pairs need a lot of support, but for the host families in particular, yeah, like we've said before, how as much as we're doing something very scary, we're in another country and we're not by ourselves, but we're by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Host families are opening their homes and, yeah, their hearts, and they are literally like laying everything out and being like, this is us. So how do you, what do LCCs do? And is there anything in particular that you do for host families to prepare them for their au pair arriving?
Yeah, we have our, just our host family interview. And that's, uh-huh, a really good time to set expectations, to give them examples, to really clarify the role of the host family in the program. And, yeah, I take a lot of time that to do that. I share ideas and tips from previous host families who've had wonderful experiences, mm-hmm, and share what has worked and give them ideas and suggestions in that regard. And then during the matching process, I am talking to host families every week, like all the time. So the amount of time that we talk beforehand opens up good conversation and communication.
Yeah. So would you have done that with the, because obviously I moved from a different LCC group. So would you kind of done the same with my host family? Were you aware of them before? Or was it kind of like a, hey, I'm your new LCC kind of thing?
The transition when you kind of either separate a group, grow a group, you know, get, yeah, a new LCC, because we had that in our, yeah, area. I talked directly with that LCC and I met with her and I said, mm-hmm, okay, here's what I know about this family. Here's what I know about this, mm-hmm, au pair here. And so I did take the time to, good, do that. And then when you guys came aboard, when I took over your group, mm-hmm, I took the time to reach out to the families and au pairs and try to get to know them as quickly as I could.
Yeah.
It's taken time, but, yeah, I think we've done well.
I think yeah, we've crushed it, Sally. We've done well.
Love it. So obviously you work with a lot of host families, so you see a lot of different dynamics, a lot of different families and how they are with au pairs, what they provide for au pairs. And we actually did an episode not that long ago that was all about what makes a great host family. So in your experience, what qualities does a good host family have?
I mean, host families are so different, as we know. I mean, au pairs are different. Everybody is. But there are definitely a couple things that stand out to me of the ones that have been most successful in their relationship. And I think the families that embrace cultural exchange, first and foremost, I mean, that is the most fun part of the relationship. Those who welcome an au pair truly into being part of their family, they have good communication. I cannot stress that enough.
That's literally our tagline, Sally. Are you ready, Steph?
Communication.
Communication. We say it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. In the two-week orientation, it's like communicate, communicate, communicate. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever. Communicate. So I can't stress that enough. But also families that have a good understanding of the au pair's personal time as well, and what they want to experience here too is important. And but they also have to start out and have the same expectations of what they want to get out of the program. So they've got to be on the same page with that. Those are the ones that tend to have the best relationships and experiences.
Oh, thank goodness, because that's what we said.
There's literally like nail on my head there.
So good and bad host families, good and bad au pairs. Well, maybe not bad, but you know, just different. LCCs. So when we put this episode idea out, we put a question box up and we said, hey, what do you want to ask the LCC? And we got a very interesting comment, which Sally is, we're going to talk about a little bit. We need to, we need to take this and have a moment, guys. So the question, and this is verbatim, was, is it reasonable for an LCC to have two clusters and she can only be reached Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.? This was a question from an au pair. Okay. And Steph and I were both like, it sounds like you have a personal problem with this LCC. You need to kind of sort this out. But I said to Sally, I was like, is it still cool if we put this in the podcast episode? But we should probably address it, because Sally and I were talking and we were like, actually, there's a lot about LCCs and their lives that people do not know.
Right.
So, Sally, feel free to address this particular au pair.
I mean, we, and don't hold back. We're au pair tea, after all.
Yes,
we
need the tea. That's true. Yes. I mean, it is reasonable. I mean, it is, as we've seen jobs changing and differences during COVID and things happening during COVID, you know, it's a hard job.
Yeah,
you know, being
and it
an
might
LC,
not be your only job.
It might not be the only job. And that's one thing I wanted to possibly stress to this person is you need to also get to know your LCC, you know, because I don't share a ton only when I'm asked, because I want to learn more about you guys. Like, you know, that's that's for me. But it is reasonable to have two groups, because, I mean, it's hard to keep LCCs with the amount of time and effort and, you know, just energy that goes into the job. And then also, if you're balancing two jobs, it takes a lot. It really does. So there are some LCCs that are a little bit more limited about their availability and when they can, but I do know that if this person, you know, that LCC says the best optimal time to reach me is during 9 to 1, I'm certain that if an au pair or host family texted that LCC and said, hey, you know what, I've got something, I have a question, it didn't come up till later, can we set up a different time to talk, I bet they would.
Yeah.
But what if that person, you know, works a night shift? Then they can't. So that's reasonable. You get to know your LCC more, then you're able to understand why they set up those parameters. But if you do have a need, I'm certain she will jump in, or he, we do have, you know, male LCCs. I'm certain they would jump in and help, or they'd get a friend to come and help and chat with them too. So I just think in the end, getting to know your LCC and why that's set up. And if you have an issue or a question or a concern about it, communicate with them.
Exactly.
Talk to them. Just say, I'm having a hard time reaching you during those hours. What can we do together that if I have an issue? Ask them. Just ask.
See? It's not that hard.
No, ask.
So when Sally and I were obviously talking about this, something else came up. So recently if you're an au pair right now, you would have got an email from Cultural Care being like, hey, can we get some feedback on your LCC? They don't read it. They just kind of get the scores. And you kind of rate them out of 10. You leave a little comment if you want to be like, this is why I gave you that score. And so when I was thinking about this question about, you know, my, you know, we didn't just want this au pair to go and start, you know, saying whatever about their LCC and it getting back to Cultural Care and all this. So these surveys are not just a waste of time. Sally, how do they affect you?
It's very important to us. Like, it does affect us. I mean, Cultural Care really takes a deep dive into them to see how we can adjust our service, better service, whatever it might be. But the scores that are given to us mm-hmm. affect our jobs.
Okay.
It does. And, you know, for me, being a people pleaser.
Yeah, you're like, I want 10 out of 10.
Yes. I mean, and a 10 out of 10 is not just saying like, you're not saying like, oh, you're perfect. You're a perfect LCC. You're doing everything right. But you're saying you're doing your job really well.
Yeah.
Like, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be times where I might not have messaged as quickly as I wanted to, or mm-hmm. I saw it pop up and then I got distracted with other things. And just because I messaged the next day, be like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I'll own it.
Yeah.
You know, but that those scores mean a lot.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me. You know, there was a time when somebody gave me a 5 and I was like crushed. Wow. And I called and I said, can someone just go over this with me? I will tell you that they do not let you know who said what, uh-huh. but they will give you constructive feedback to help guide you. And that's okay. important to yeah. me, you know, but they're like, Sally, you only have 1 and you've only had 1 5 and this amount. I'm like, I don't care. That means a lot to me. Like, that
experience.
Was way low.
Yeah.
But it didn't match when an au pair says, does a great job, communicates, we have a good time, we have a lot of fun. And then you give a 5 and you're like, well, then what the heck? What did I do wrong? You know?
Yeah.
So I think for me and for all the other LCCs, if you are going to rate somebody low, give them the opportunity to have a conversation first.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have, you know,
yeah.
the just the benefit of the mm-hmm. doubt also.
Yeah.
And again, just talk to them. So
yeah.
just know that that is super important to us.
Yeah. I think mm-hmm. a lot of it is, it's obviously LCCs are never perfect, but what we give you higher scores. And from what I've said with my friends, it's the effort that Sally will put into things
yeah.
like checking in and like we're going to a game together and
yes.
like just doing all of that. So I think it's the effort that kind of comes with it. So,
right.
I mean, thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. And I think also, just not to go too far here, the expectations of the LCC's job too. Like,
yes.
I'm not a cruise director.
No.
Like, I'm not good. Like, I actually get ideas from you guys because the trips that you take and the things that you guys experience, I'm like, oh, I want to do that with my kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. You know, I'll try to gather as much as I can
yeah.
and help you guys, but I'm your support. I'm
yeah.
your cheerleader. You know, I'm going to be that person behind the scenes all the time,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to hover over you
yeah.
every day, you know? So just because I'm not hovering or I might not give every suggestion doesn't mean that I'm not there, because
yeah.
I always am.
Aw, we love Sally. Be nice to your LCCs, guys.
You know, it makes sense that it's such a it makes sense that it's such a big deal, the surveys, because as we said in the beginning, like, LCCs are a huge part of this program for the au pairs and the host families, and so, you know, it makes sense that Cultural Care would want to make sure that the LCCs are the best they can be for the au pairs, because I mean, the LCCs are our kind of lifeline. We rely on them for support and for comfort in this like new place, and you know, it can be lonely, so having that like person there that we know and we want to be great for us, so that we can rely on them,
mm-hmm.
It makes sense that those surveys are a very important thing.
Yep. Yeah.
So we mentioned in the beginning that you are a big family girl, and you love your families. We have a big family.
Yeah.
So how do you balance your role at Cultural Care with family life?
This is something I struggle with.
She's like, I don't.
It's hard because I just am a go-getter, a worker. I'm always on. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard for me. So this is something I definitely struggle with. I mean, our program is about relationships,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's about supporting each other, encouraging each other. My au pairs, I always tell you guys, are like my extended family. Like,
yeah.
you're my children. You're mamas.
You are literally like our mom. Yeah.
Yeah, your mamas are letting us borrow you for a certain
yeah.
period of time. And if you're going to need that, you know,
yeah.
that parental role or encourager or that tough love, then I'll
yeah.
be there for you, you know.
Aww.
So you're part of my family. And that's hard. But then also, like, the families that I get to service are also part of my family. I've
mm-hmm.
had families I've been able to watch their children grow up.
Aww.
Watch them, you know, do different sporting events they never tried, or they share things, or they'll talk to me in the background, or, you know, different sad experiences too,
yeah.
you know, with just health stuff and things like that that we talk behind the scenes about.
Yeah.
So they're just as special to me, and I'm such a relationship person.
Mm.
That's where I get my energy from. So it's
yeah.
hard to balance. I mean, I really have to be intentional and set
yeah.
boundaries, because I have found lately that if I don't care for me
yeah.
and I don't care for my family,
yeah.
then I'm missing the opportunity to be able to service people the best way that I can.
Yeah.
So I have to really be intentional.
I just thought of a side question.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of talk to your kids about this? Be like, hey, I'm going to have a lot more kids coming up. Like, how do your kids kind of react to you being in RCC? Are they bothered by it?
Oh, gosh, they love it.
They think it's cool?
Oh, yeah. It is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they get upset that they can't, like, come to meetings and do things with me. Because I don't want you guys to be hanging out with kids when we're, like, hanging out with... Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to bring my kids along all the time. But they love it. I mean, they've been able to... have the opportunity to hang out with au pairs. So even when we came over and we had like the Friendsgiving,
oh my gosh,
and then like the guitar and the singing and stuff like that, like I did want them to see that because that is super cool. So for me, it's like I have a globe downstairs and now we'll say, oh, so-and-so's coming, and then we'll go look at where they're coming from, and then, you know, they're like, oh, what language do they speak, and with that, so it's actually opened up our global world within my own home. So that's amazing.
Oh my gosh,
I think it's so nice for them to be like introduced to the world of cultural exchange travel, because a lot of kids aren't exposed to that, you know, as much. So it's nice for them to see that side of the world.
Love that. So this is probably a really difficult question. What is the best thing about being an LCC? And I'm sorry for asking this.
No, I mean, I think just like we just touched on right now is that learning about different cultures, like there are some things that I had never been exposed to, experienced, or I just even knew about. So I think for me, it's that is the biggest part. I mean, also the relationship side, meeting such wonderful, and I keep telling all of my au pairs at our meetings, you guys are some of the most brave, brilliant, amazing young people that I know, because I would have never done that. Like to leave your foundation, your friends, your family, and go to this strange place.
Yeah. During a pandemic, guys.
During a pandemic, true. But I mean, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like I just love to see that with it. Yeah, hats off to all you guys, exactly. But I get to be a backseat and watch the relationships you guys have with your host families, how you guys are leaving an impact on these young children that in turn, as they grow, will affect so many other people is wonderful too. So I get to watch that. I get to watch all your experiences and dream of that. I can do that one day too, but you know, so it's like all of that together.
Seth's going to ask you the flip on that question.
On the flip side, nothing's perfect, as we know. And I've heard from like my LCC some crazy things with host families that she's had to deal with. So for you, what are some of the more challenging moments of being an LCC?
You know, I'm not going to go into too many details, but it's hard to see communication breakdown. I know we go back to that.
Yeah.
But the communication breakdown, it's really hard to see that. Try to do everything I can to bring that back together. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that I can fix, I mean, I'm an optimist. So even if there's something that went wrong or didn't work or wasn't perfect or somebody had a mistake and something happens, I always try to find the best out of it. Mm-hmm. We can all learn and grow and, you know, still have a strong relationship together. But there are times where all my best efforts doesn't work, you know, and they still do part ways. And I mean,
is that disappointing when it doesn't work out?
It's hard. Yeah. It's sad for me, you know, because knowing just, it affects everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, your family, our family, the host family's family. I mean, it affects everybody involved. Yeah. So it's hard. It's very difficult. I mean, and yes, unfortunately, I have had to walk au pairs and host families off the program. It's just not right for everybody. And we need to protect the program and protect all those involved. So there are those tough decisions.
I think that's important because I think some people think that once you're in the program, you're in. But they don't. They think I can't remember, Steph, what episode it was, but we had to talk about how someone gave us an idea that perhaps cultural care and different agencies, they won't back up au pairs as much because the host families bring so much money. But we're like, hey, we've known some host families have been asked to leave the program. So it's not like once you're in, like you can be asked to leave the program. Obviously everything will be done to make sure it doesn't happen.
We touch base with everybody monthly. Yeah. Like we're not just a program that's going to say, hey, fill out an email. Give us everything some money going well. I mean, we want to make sure everything's going well. So I mean, when I ask connections to the au pairs and the host families. Like,
you mean it?
I mean it.
Yeah.
Like, you and if know. Not, then you need to let me know. You can't just let me know and come to me and say, I want a rematch. I'm like, well, wait, you know, I
look, how did back we get
at,
here?
I look back at my notes for 6 months and you've said everything is great. It's going well. Mm-hmm. We're having so much fun. And then, oh no. And this, I'm like, I can't help you when it's like that. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, a God. Prime example, also obviously I'm not going to give names or anything away, but like someone in my LCC group, her family was just asked to leave the program, and the au pair took it really bad, like, because she was left to have to go into rematch and she had to stay in a hotel for a little while, but they did this in order to protect
the exactly.
you know, to make it a good experience for that au pair, because if she had to stay with that family with the problems that they had, meaning they had to leave the program, it wouldn't have been good for the au pair. So they were doing that with the au pair's best interests at heart, rather than, you know, rather than the host families. So that's a prime example.
Just put that in there.
Yeah.
So we say it all the time, Sally, you've said it a few times, communication is really important when it comes to au pairs and host families discussing issues. And yes, people have issues, nothing's ever perfect, and there are tough times, but what au pairs want to know is, do you have any tips on how either a host family or an au pair should approach a tough topic with the other person?
Right. I think setting a good foundation and understanding is important. I mean, again, at our 2-week orientation, I cannot stress enough, communicate, like I say it so many times. But I think it's not just about talking.
Yeah.
Like, it's about listening as well, not making assumptions. It's best to approach a topic or a uncomfortable topic with a clear head, a level head, making sure you have a calm demeanor, you have clear thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Never approach something out of anger.
Yes.
That does not help.
Doesn't resolve anything, though.
Open mind, stay on topic. If there are things that you're frustrated with that have been in the past and you did not bring up, I'm sorry, those are in the past. Mm-hmm. That does not affect the current situation of where we are. So you had an opportunity back then, you didn't take it, but let's talk about what's going on now.
Yeah.
You know, so stay on topic, be straightforward and honest, be honest, but with love too.
Yeah.
I mean, with a caring heart.
Respect.
yes. But also the willingness to hear the other side.
Yes.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Like that I think is a trait that is so important that a lot of us don't do. So listening is super important, but it's also try to put yourself in that person's shoes. How are they hearing me? How are they experiencing this? So that helps too. So those things I think really help the communication. Like I said, it's not just talking, it's doing all that other stuff too.
Yeah.
Ooh, good answer. And if there is an issue that you are faced with that you're unable to resolve for whatever reason, what are then the next steps?
Well, I mean, if we do all we can to try to get everybody back on the same page and just cannot do it for whatever reasons, then both the host family and au pair will have to agree on a rematch. Mm-hmm. And then I, in turn, have to fill out a couple of forms, chat with everybody, make sure I've done my due diligence on the backside here. Mm-hmm. And then I'll, in turn, let cultural care know, and then they take over from there. Mm-hmm. They do provide help and assistance along the way for both the au pair and the host family too.
So again, another side branch question for that. So if for some reason, let's say I had a massive issue with my host family and I didn't feel comfortable going to my LCC, who could I go to if I thought I couldn't approach them?
You can call the 800 number at any time. It is fully staffed for you guys. It even has on there, if you are an au pair, press, and I can't remember which number. And press it, and they will answer for you. You can reach out to them anytime.
Yeah, you're not alone, guys.
You are never, and that's why I say that too at our meeting. You are never alone.
We've got you.
Yes.
So, monthly meetings.
Yeah.
When you apply to become an au pair, and you go through your matching and everything, and they tell you every month, you have to go to these meetings.
Yes.
And we have addressed this before. They are not compulsory. However, they are brilliant. So, what is the purpose of the monthly meetings?
I mean, why not go?
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, why not?
It's a couple of hours a month.
We all say we're here for the cultural exchange,
right?
I mean, we do.
We are.
So a monthly meeting is just part of that is expanding that cultural exchange. You get to meet everybody in your group.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to branch out and learn about somebody different every time. And that's what we do in our group. Mm-hmm. So for our monthly meetings, I try to instill, I do the best that I can. to, and I know people are more comfortable with others, mm-hmm. but you came for that exchange. So yeah. I asked them, meet three new people at the mm-hmm. meeting every single time.
Yeah.
And then I also have them introduce different people that yeah. they met during the meeting, which I think has helped because then yeah. you learn more about each other.
Definitely.
And then that's when you never know when you're going to meet your next best friend.
Yeah.
I mean,
with anyone.
Exactly.
They're just waiting for you.
But I mean, in our group, you know, we do encourage that. We try to put together meetings where you're going to have an American experience. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of work on the backside yeah. to put together a monthly meeting it because is. Once one ends, you're already working on the next to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard. It takes a lot of time. So we'll try to do a lot of different creative things.
Yeah. And we try to get the au pairs involved as well, don't we?
Like, we
to
do. Do their own That's meetings. The one thing that I think has helped me out yeah. the last couple months is having the au pairs get involved, having them give me the suggestions and mm-hmm. ideas and doing this for them as well.
Yeah.
But it can't always be a big to do. Sometimes yeah. it's just like our hike.
Yeah.
I mean, but we have to go there.
Let's not talk about that. There was a snake situation.
But I took one for the team for that. We were all okay.
It was fun. It was good to get out. But I, like, we love having, like, little meetings.
Yeah.
Like, getting to host one was very exciting. And, like, yep. helping with the Easter one, which is going to be great. And
yeah, I know. We need to get on that one, too.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah. yeah it's,
but why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? It's just
Don't waste your time,
month.
Guys.
That's
yeah.
it. Meet everybody. Take yeah. advantage of meeting these wonderful people. Seriously. Aww.
Do I it. Think some people think if it's not a big extravagant activity that it's not worth it, but you know, it can be, because like today I have one today actually in LCC
okay.
meeting, and we're just going for a coffee in a little coffee shop, but it's a great opportunity to actually talk to
yeah.
them and get to know them and see if you have anything in common and you want to yeah. you can organize to go and do a big extravagant activity another time, you know.
Yeah. But also encourage those au pairs. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was gonna say, I'll encourage those au pairs
to be like crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But the ones who are listening, if you want the big extravagant ones, help your LCC out.
Yeah.
Help them, tell them what you'd like to do and then help organize it.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Send them a little text. Hey, what yeah. can I do to help you out?
I know they would appreciate it.
So I was like, yes, help yeah. me.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So with what kind of things do you do for your meetings? What activities do you recommend? What are okay. you planning?
Yeah, we do let's see, picnics, we've done roller skating, we play games. I love giving prizes. That's kind of
oh
fun
my gosh.
For me.
Sally always brings us like a little present. Like we had like these little cute oh. inspirational things in photo frames.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, she gives us like presents all the time. I'm not saying I'm in it for the gift, but Sally is very thoughtful.
I mean, and you know, bribery's all right.
My favorite gift and the one that a lot of us loved was at the Christmas meeting. Sally gave us these amazing like red, white, and blue like little thread bracelets and that mm-hmm. like brought the colors of the flag, and everyone got one, and it was like we're gonna keep these forever.
Yeah.
And it was so thoughtful.
Yeah,
we mm-hmm. love Sally, if you can tell. Oh my gosh,
it's just little things like that, little bits of effort that mean a lot to
yeah. I mean, you know, some other meetings we've done a scavenger hunt in the city. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away some of the ones I have planned because I want them to be a
spoiler.
Surprise. You know, we go to parks, you know, hiking. I don't know if we'll be doing too much hiking anymore, but we have. Sporting events, concerts, listening to music, mm-hmm. Sharing food.
Yeah,
that's one of my most favorite ones.
The Thanksgiving one was amazing.
Yeah, carving pumpkins. I mean, going on hikes, celebrating holidays, visiting a local college. I mean, I've got some ideas planned, but I'm not going to give away everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's so many LCCs out there that I see some pictures of their meetings. I'm like, oh heck, I got to do that one. That's awesome. Yeah. You know,
I gotta steal
ice skating's
that.
Fun.
Yeah.
You know, not as much in Raleigh, but
no, you know? Not really in Raleigh.
Yeah. So can I start coming to your meetings?
Yes, you can.
Please
start.
Do. Come on.
Every
come
month.
On down.
We love friends. So here we go.
And go from fun to not fun.
Fun to not fun. This is, and I feel like this, not just in our group, this is happening a lot lately, just the kind of vibe we're getting online as well. Rematch is a very scary topic
yeah.
for host families and au pairs. Yeah. A lot of it is unknown. A lot of it is God knows what issue it is. But how do you support them? And is it, how do you react? Because obviously, are you going to have a different reaction if a host family comes to you versus an au pair?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I really, really try to listen to each side and get down to why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll listen to both sides. And again, sometimes I'll have to have that tough love and just say like, you know, hey, that's not really what they're saying here, or mm-hmm. that's not really what she is thinking, or, you mm-hmm. know, whatever it might be. But it's tough. I mean, it's really tough on everybody. Listening intently to each party is very important. I mean, if there's anything, again, that I can do on the backside to try to bring that relationship back together, I mm-hmm. do it. I mean, I try to take every effort to do that. But, you know, if it's inevitable, then again, I just got to take those steps to begin that rematch. Yeah. But it's hard and it's tough to go through. But if it's really what needs to happen, then we're going to support yeah. each other and move forward together and try to keep it as amicable as possible.
Yeah.
You know, because we're all adults here. Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody wants the best for each other. So if that means parting ways, then that's what it is. And we'll move forward yeah. in a good manner.
So do you support your au pairs and host families to kind of like get through the transition, like getting a new host family, getting a new au pair? Or is it kind of like, you 2 weeks, start now, off you go?
No, okay. Not at all. Yeah, like I don't, no, you're yeah. too, meaning, like, yes, I do support them, but no, yeah. not your 2 weeks, off you go. Yeah. No, I don't do that at all.
Good.
No, and I mean, and that's a lot of time too. That's a lot of mm-hmm. extra time on the backside. But again, I want to make sure that my au pairs are still cared for and they're going mm-hmm. to a good family. So often yeah. I will have them, they'll send me, you know, what families they're looking at and be like, hey, what do you think about this one? Sometimes they just go off on their own and they do mm-hmm. it. I mean, I'm here for them either way.
Yeah.
But host families too, I want to again bring in those au pairs that yeah. are going to mix well with the family and with our group and yeah. have a good experience. So I want to dive into those profiles too.
Would you say that, again, I'm sorry, another side question. Once Girl. You've spoken to like a host family and an au pair and you're like, uh-huh. okay, I've identified these three issues, this is what's happened, am I right in saying that that is kind of gonna, you're gonna keep that with you when you look at the next potential au pair? Like, is that something that you're gonna kind of just yeah. have in the back of your mind?
I mean, it is. You don't want to repeat an experience.
Yeah.
You know, okay. What Cultural Care is good about too is they do assign people to come alongside them as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes in that rematch process, the person who's assigned to the au pair or the host family, they take a little bit more active role. And mm-hmm. sometimes I'm a little bit more in the back seat.
Yeah.
It just is how, you know, you it just works. Have yeah. to see how the, you know, how it flows with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do try to help them not repeat that same mistake.
Oh, I also have a side question. as an LCC, if a rematch, you know, goes through even after like the meetings to try and resolve the issue, does uh-huh. it affect you as an LCC as your job role or not?
Good question. No, it does. I mean, me personally, yes, I'm sad,
right?
No, yeah. like I'm sad, but as
it's not like a no. success rate, like, oh
no,
yeah
no, it's not that. No, but that's a good question. No, it does not.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's good. So we talked about this briefly before, how being an LCC exposes you to different cultures, different traditions, and you get to learn about all different things to do with different countries and different people. Do any of these stick out to you? What's kind of your favorite cultural thing that you've been exposed to in your time?
I mean, that's a loaded question.
Yeah. We're all about it here.
You know that.
They're all so different.
Yeah. I mean, but it's really tough to answer. I mean, there's so many wonderful things that everybody brings.
I won't be offended.
You know, brings to the table here.
Obviously the friends, like.
Yeah. I just have to lean back on the one that you had said earlier too, is our Friendsgiving meeting.
Oh,
I think that's such a special meeting because we bring a part of our home in together
yeah.
with everyone else.
Yeah.
And so this last one we had, oh, was just so special. And sometimes, I mean, I gave you the poem as well during that one too.
Honestly, it's next to my bedside table lamp and I love it, Sally, so
but
much.
I always want you guys to know how special you are.
Yeah.
No matter if it's, you know, your time during here with our program, but also when you move on in life,
yeah.
you are valued. You Aww. Are special. That Friendsgiving meeting is super special to me. So
yeah.
one, I mean, selfishly, I host it because I want to eat.
Yeah, like, honestly, yeah. I want free
food. And then if there's leftovers, like yeah. usually let me keep
so
it.
Much. So. Yeah. Oh my God.
So yeah, that's a selfish part of it. But that Friendsgiving one, I think just opens doors to that cultural exchange here. And last yeah. time we had au pairs, I mean, we were like playing guitar. They were beautiful yeah. playing the guitar and singing songs and yeah. like being around hot the bonfire. Chocolate. Yes, my homemade hot chocolate.
So good.
And then, you know, s'mores, like, I think we were here for like, what, 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, we were like, it's really late. We should go.
Yeah. yeah. But I mean, amazing. That one is a big one. That's where I really like to see the culture being, you know,
exchanged.
And then everybody talks about the dish. Sometimes it'll be like, hey, my grandma made this and da-da-da. Yeah. And so then you get to learn more about everyone.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, I love this. Okay. So this is very sad. Steph and I are having a very difficult time. Right now in our final 6 months. So everyone comes into this program knowing that it's temporary. How do you feel when your au pairs leave? Like, has it gotten easier the longer? I mean, you've been doing it, what, 4 years? So has it been easier?
No.
I'm not saying you're is it difficult to see some girls?
It is so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, you guys are like my family. Yeah. And then you leave me.
And then we're like, bye. It's like, we're going to college. Like, bye, mom.
No. I mean, yeah. I think having two older children myself, I have had a son move out. I have one who's engaged and he's going to move out soon. But it's a different stage of life.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see that. It's yeah. fun to see you guys grow and just like find that passion, you yeah. know, that next stage, that next chapter of your life. So, I mean, I just have such mixed emotions about it. While I know I'm going to miss you guys so much, but it's also an exciting time to see what's coming up for you.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you are part of my family. You guys mean so much to me. But many times before you guys leave, I'll have like a sit down or a conversation. I do this with whoever wants to and talk about what are your dreams? What are your desires? Okay. What are your action steps to get there? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You know? So then I get to kind of help nudge you into that because it is, you are ready, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you've had your experience and it's time to,
it's time to go now.
No, it's time to open up the chapter. Like, see what's out there for you. Do what you can to get to that dream that you've always wanted.
Yeah.
So if I can help nudge you in that and encourage you in that, then I'm going to. But heck yeah, I'm going to miss you.
Aww.
I mean, but we'll keep it in touch behind the scenes.
Instagram
is like the best. I mean, I do actually have an au pair who's coming back in July.
Yes, you do.
After being here, she's like back. Waiting. And then I have another one waiting for that 2 year. And she's like, I'm almost there.
Oh my gosh.
So I love that. So. It's like I've had au pairs get married and have babies, so just like it is, but it's exciting.
Yeah, we've always said that this program is extremely, in the best way, it's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like you're with these people for like a short burst of time, and then you do all this, and then it's like, okay, bye bye. Like, where in the world do you get to experience this type of with people that never met them in this way?
I know,
which I love. I love it so much. So. Yeah. It's not getting easier for you, Sally, unfortunately.
No.
It's hard. She loves us so much, guys. She really does.
Honestly.
We say this all the time, but the leaving is like the hardest part about this whole thing.
Yeah.
We like can't having talk to say about that.
We will cry.
It's very difficult. But
yesterday I went to my friend's, who is also an au pair, and it was her host kid's third birthday party, and she's been with him since he was 3 months old.
That's awesome.
She was just crying the whole time.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing how much they grow, especially the little ones. Ugh,
crazy.
I know.
So, Sally, we're coming to the end.
Really there.
What is one thing that people should know about an LCC?
You know, it's hard to just nail down one thing, but I mean, it's really a wonderful job, but it is so emotionally involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has a lot of emotion. It requires a lot of time, patience, understanding. As I keep saying, my au pairs are an extension of my own family. My host families are so special to me as well. I get to know that everyone on more of a personal level and come alongside them during exciting times, difficult times, sad times, whatever it might be. As an LCC, we really, truly do want to help everyone. We hope we are able to give them the best experience and support and motivation, encouragement that we can while they're here. We put a lot of time, effort, love, emotion, energy, care, concern, all that into it. And I mean, just love into each family and au pair. And honestly, we truly want the best for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our hearts.
I honestly think that LCCs are like magicians or wizards because you are keeping track of like all of these people.
Yeah.
And you say you have like, I'm 30, but that's like 30 sets of host kids, 30 sets of host parents, 30 sets of au pairs and everything that comes with it. And it's just...
But you know, that's fun amazing. For me, though. It is.
It's I think you're a bit of a thrill seeker, Sally. You're a bit of a junkie.
Maybe.
Sally's crazy. So every time we have somebody on our podcast, we ask for a piece of advice. However, since you are so special, we need three pieces, and I'm going to throw them at you. So advice for an au pairs, advice for a host family, advice for an LCC.
I think I can do it all in one.
Do it.
I think.
Do it. Mean, she's going to do it.
I don't know if this will, I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be brilliant.
Here we go. I mean, just the program itself is so, I mean, there's so many wonderful experiences that we can all grab from it, you know, and we need to do that while we can, because I mean, I guess I'm going to be fumbled here. I would encourage everyone who's a part of it to communicate, be open, be honest, be clear, be respectful, listen well, give good feedback, hear feedback well, spend time together, mm-hmm. share experiences. I mean, celebrate memories together, respect each other, get to know each other, you know, as quickly as you can, mm-hmm. because honestly, and I don't want to say this, but everyone's time here goes by so fast. So I just want to encourage mm-hmm. you, don't waste a minute of it.
Oh, I want to cry now.
Perfect.
Oh God.
Perfect.
Isn't she amazing, everyone?
Oh, amazing. And we love you for emphasizing our tagline, communication.
Seriously. That was not planned.
Honestly was not planned. So
no. Thank but it you. Just shows that it's very important. It
yeah, is. And we're telling the truth, guys, okay?
We're telling
so,
the truth.
So, a quick question for Sally. What is your favorite emoji?
What is my favorite emoji? Mm-hmm.
There is a reason.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't even
pick one.
No.
Anyone.
There's new ones now, too.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, do I have to say now?
Or yeah.
I don't know.
Pick an animal, then, or something.
I mean...
a dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just a heart.
Okay. What color?
Red.
Okay. She's like, what's going on here, T?
Yeah.
So if you listen to the end of this episode, send us the red heart. That is your marker for this week's episode.
I mean, I think I just use it because I just love it all.
I love everybody.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well,
thank you Sally, so much for coming
this
on.
This has been
Sally.
A pleasure.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, it's a privilege for me. So oh thank you gosh. So much for asking me.
We love you yeah. so
much. I feel like LCCs are underrated in the fact that we don't really take time to understand what they actually do and yeah. how much passion they put into it, you know?
Yeah.
So it was really nice to hear that. And I think it's going to be nice for other people to get an insight into the life of an LCC.
Yeah. The crazy one. Get a spreadsheet.
Communicate and make spreadsheets.
There you go. That's basically it.
And you'll succeed.
Gosh. But as per our new schedule, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with a new episode. And we're very excited about the one coming up, aren't we, Stephanie?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's going to be a big one.
And you guys are involved in the next one. So,
yes. So, get it together.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. We will be back soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And that's the tea.
Subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram @opairtea for more.
Thanks for listening.